All right. Welcome to another edition of the Pointless Sports Opinions Podcast. My name's Caleb. I'm here. Chase is here across from me.
That's right.
His pre-workout. He's about halfway through. So by the end of this pod, he should be nice and amped. Gonna pop a blood vessel.
Son of a bitch.
Luke, Uncle Luke's back there behind the camera. We got another
ULB.
We got another NBA pod. But first, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at PSO Sports 1 and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff, Twitch TV, anything you can imagine. Type it in your Google machine. We're on there. What?
Yeah, Twitch TV.
Yeah, we don't do much, but
we might be streaming here soon.
Yeah, that's
Luke.
True.
All righty.
Shit. We have a SeatGeek link.
We do.
Use it, please. Something about nutcrackers are coming in town.
You know how much I love nuts, and you know how much I love cracking them.
And Nutcrack Hip Hop. Nutcracker Hip Hop.
Yeah, MC Hammer.
Some blues games.
The main person.
And then Guns and Hoses, the peep show.
It's not a peep show.
Oh, yeah. It's something for a really good cause, right?
Yeah, it actually is.
Okay.
Raises money to charities.
I probably shouldn't make fun of it then. Because it does sound like a male stripping event.
Guns and Hoses.
Yes.
Man.
No? Does it?
That's what I call my room.
Sounds like what they replaced Club Imperial with.
Oh, man.
Something called Guns and Hoses.
Better than the C-section scars that were at Club Imperial.
Oh, man. C-section scars? Anyway. Our SeatGeek link's in all of our social media bios. It's really easy. You just click it. Takes you right to SeatGeek. You can buy whatever you need to through there. It helps us out. Gives us a little grub. Gives us a little makes our pockets a little heavier. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we also have two other podcasts. One about the NFL. Me and Chase broke that one down, of course. And then we'll have one about college football.
Yeah.
We've got 1 week left.
Yeah.
In the regular season. Then it's playoff time,
talk about
baby.
Everything up until this week?
No, we've done like three. Shows what you know going on, what you going on within your own quote unquote company. You just don't have a clue.
Listen, I trust you guys, so I'll let you guys do what you
I hope
do.
You trust us, because if you didn't trust us, we'd be fucked.
Yeah.
We'd be robbing you blind, slandering you. We call it the NCAA podcast, but it's really just a shit on Chase Young Walter podcast.
Listen, if it gets content, do it.
All right. We've got some things to talk about. We've got a lot to talk about
what
here.
We might
have to make some cuts here. What do we have to talk about?
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole doc here. I don't know if you could see.
Well, you said, like, we have things to talk about. Like,
yeah.
Usually,
on a podcast,
usually
that's
when
what you
people
do.
Tell me that, we're about to break up.
That's what you do on a podcast.
Oh.
You talk.
Yeah. That makes
I figured sense. You'd know that by now.
No.
Since we've been talking into thin air for 2 years now, almost.
Just go.
Okay.
Keep going.
Carmelo Anthony is playing basketball again.
Let's go, baby.
Not super well, but he is playing again.
Yeah.
He owns a uniform.
Yes.
For an NBA team, a current one. His first three games for the Portland Trailblazers, his first game, 10 points on 4 of 14 shooting, was 2 of 3 from downtown. 18 points on 6 of 15 shooting, was 3 and 5 down from downtown. 11 points. Stop moving the cursor. 11 points from 5 of 15.
I know you can see that.
5 of 15 shooting, 0 for 8 from 3-point range.
Jeez.
They've lost every game he's played.
This is the part where you're supposed to say, not great.
Not great.
There you
Ooh,
go.
I knocked it out.
Hey, there we go. Look at that.
Caleb, not great.
Caleb, holy shit. Breaking shit. That's what I like to hear.
Not great.
No.
What are we thinking here?
What are we thinking
of the Melo experience so far?
He looks like he can stay in the league.
Yeah?
I think so. Not stardom, but thank God that there's 7 people that are injured on the Portland Trailblazers. But I think he can come off the bench, maybe limit his minutes a little bit, but he's a scorer. He can still score. He can give you those. He reminds me a lot of like Crawford last year, you know.
You know what Portland's record is?
Not good. Aren't they one of the worst teams in the West?
5-12.
That's bad.
That's horrendous.
They got a lot of injuries. And
That's
they also
horrendous.
Have Hassan Whiteside.
This is a team that went to the Western Conference Finals
Dollar
last year.
Isn't Dame hurt?
Yeah.
Dame's hurting right now, yeah. And they got they lost Harkless. Harkless was their best perimeter defender.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
Also Al-Farouq Aminu.
Well, yeah.
They lost him, too.
Yeah, they lost two pretty important defensive guys, and they brought in Hassan, I don't jump, Whiteside.
Hassan, I don't play basketball,
what the
Whiteside.
Fuck? Why'd I ever defend him?
Dude, I tried to tell you.
I don't know
what your deal was.
It made me sick in my stomach watching him play the other day. It's just sad.
This is why.
Never mind. Oh, my God. Don't even say it.
I was going to say, this is why I was all over you for Taco Fall. I just thought your judgment of big men was horrible.
I don't blame you for thinking that I don't know anything about big men, but damn it. I think Taco and I think Boba and those guys are good bigs. But back on to Melo. What are you laughing
Nothing.
At?
Nothing. Keep
giggling
going.
At that shit. I think Melo, he can play the rest of the season in this league.
So 2 for 3 from downtown. Great. Great day. 3 for 5 from downtown. Awesome, dude. Sick. 0 for 8.
You're going to get these games.
I think. You're going to have games where Melo can't find the bottom of the ocean.
It's 82.
Or he can't drop a fucking rock in a bucket.
Yeah. He was also forcing the shoot because they have nobody that can shoot.
I just think he should shoot threes. I just think that should be his game plan. Just go out there and shoot threes. Maybe go buy somebody and pull up jumper from mid-range. But
I think that they're giving him this many shots is...
Who's shooting the ball? It's C.J. McCollum, Carmelo, and Anthony Simons.
And C.J.'s been rough this year, too.
They haven't been good. It's bad. It's bad.
That's why I told
it's all
you
bad.
When last year that this Portland team's a freaking fluke. It's a fluke team.
What do you mean it's a fluke?
They shouldn't have made it to the conference final. They weren't a conference finals team last year.
They were a conference finals team.
But they were a fluke team. They shouldn't have been in there.
You don't get to be right about this.
Why can't I be right about it?
Because they're bad after they lose pieces and have to
sign pieces. Al Farouk and Harkless?
Yeah, yes. And they add Hassan Whiteside. Yeah, this is not. You don't. No. I know you like
I'm just saying.
I know you like to take victory laps, but Jesus.
It's a victory. I told you this team was not legitimate.
This is
and
like
they're
saying,
not legitimate.
This is like saying Jordan wasn't that good. I told you. The Bulls are terrible right now. It's 25 years after Jordan's been out of the league.
It's been 1 year. It's been one season.
Listen, this isn't the same team. It's not good for Portland.
Jordan retired.
I think
horrible.
I think Melo can also stay in. He's got to be shoot threes and he's got to be efficient. You've really got to embrace his role.
Just be a big body.
Because he really hasn't been
awesome
yet.
Can't play defense.
Yet.
His lateral quickness is poop.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I like seeing him in the league, though. It's good to see Melo out there scoring.
Yeah, me too.
And especially on this team.
I like the stab to the head three. I like that. I missed it.
This was supposed to be Jimmer for that last year, but it didn't.
No. What? What are you saying?
This.
Give it up. Please. Give up the Jimmer drink. Come on.
It's over.
Let's get it out of here.
It's over. It's all hard to, you know, this is a hard.
China. He's doing great in China.
He's not playing in China anymore.
Oh, where is he?
I don't know. Oh. Nobody can find him.
Well, wherever he is, I'm sure he's doing well.
He's got a hot wife, so I'm sure he's doing good.
The Mormons took him back. They're
they just sacrificed
they're chewing
him
up,
Utah.
And they're going to spit him back out here in a couple years.
He's officially a disciple.
He's
going to
be a born again virgin.
Wait, no, they don't. Do they believe, oh yeah, they do believe in God.
They're going to be a born again virgin, and he'll be right back
Me
in
too.
The league because he'll have
Let's
so much.
Let's go, Jimmer.
He'll have so much testosterone built up; it'll be insane.
Yeah. It's easy to score 50 when your balls are that heavy.
You know who's really good?
Who?
Luka Doncic.
Give us a victory lap.
Okay.
Start going off. Let's
hear
it.
So, last four games for Luka Doncic. 30 points, 14 assists, 7 rebounds, and they won. 35 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds, and they won. 42 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds, and they won. 41 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, and they whooped the Rockets' ass. You called me crazy for having Luka 16. In the top 25 list. Was he on yours? So no?
I think he was.
You don't remember? I thought about going back and listening, but
you should.
I wish we just had it written down.
I had Luka like 12.
So, yeah, right. Did we?
Yeah.
We underrated him.
I had
somehow.
I had Ben Simmons above Luka Doncic. Oh, man. You hate to see it.
Mistakes were made.
Hey. It won't be the first one, won't be the last one I make.
Okay, so they have the best offense in the league. We're going to talk about them a little later, but I just want to focus this one on Luka right now.
Remember when you said the Spurs were a better team than the Mavericks?
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. Your first week that you also said the Timberwolves might make the playoffs.
I don't think I said that. I don't think I said that.
Maple syrup's back. Whatever the fuck his nickname
Maple
is.
Maple Jordan.
Maple syrup's going wild in Minnesota. Some bullshit.
Okay, wait. You can't actually hold. That was a joke. You can't hold.
I know that
Andrew
was a joke,
Wiggins.
But I was talking
Whoa.
About. Whoa. I was talking about that.
I know that was a joke.
This is my Macho Man.
Batman came out. Jesus. Anyway, Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
We underrated him coming into the season. Clearly.
Immensely.
clearly. He's a top 10 player right now.
Easily. Top 5.
Oh, easily. Top 5.
Top 5 quarterback.
No way. Not top 5.
Nick, give me 5 players better than him right now.
LeBron, Kawhi, Giannis. Then we start thinking of Luka right there.
Harden?
Harden, he's really good. Westbrook?
No. Now
you're Kevin fooling. Durant's left Achilles?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Kemba Walker and his neck injury?
Kyrie?
Anyway, will Luka get MVP votes?
It's too early to tell. But, I mean, we've seen stretches of these from a lot of guys, and we've talked about this in the past. You remember when Kemba Walker was winning games in Charlotte last year? He was dropping 50 a game and stuff like that. Remember that last season? And we were talking about Kemba, if they make the playoffs, him might get in some All-NBA and some MVP votes.
Maybe All-NBA, but
I remember you specifically saying, he's going to get MVP votes.
About Kemba Walker.
About Kemba Walker.
You got to pull up the receipts for that.
Yeah, I need to. But people go through these stretches of games. James Harden had 50.
What are you saying?
Good players go through these stretches of games.
Great players.
That also don't win the MVP. James Harden.
I just asked if he'll get votes. I don't think he's winning it.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, he'll get votes.
He's not winning MVP this year.
Especially since the fact that Kristaps has been poop.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
They got a great big coming off the bench. Boban Marjanovic. I don't know if you've ever seen him play.
A couple times.
He's great. He's a great complimentary piece of this team. Sure. I think he needs a starting spot, but that's different subject. And the team that you said, quote, I don't think they're that good of a. They don't have that good of a bench. They don't have enough depth. They're winning games. This is a good Dallas Mavericks team.
Yeah, because of Luka.
Yeah.
Because they're not that good.
They are good.
If they had a better surrounding or supporting cast, they'd be title contenders. But they're not. And they're not title contenders.
They also need Kristaps to step it up. They need a lot of things.
Yeah, correct.
But I think that he can honestly get MVP votes this year. I think he can continue this. I really do. I think barring injury, Luka can keep this going.
What's the most we can get him this year? First team All-NBA?
That's nuts.
As a forward, that's the hardest spot to crack.
Because
you have LeBron and Giannis and Kawhi.
Give him the point guard treatment like Ben Simmons.
That's cheating. Ben Simmons actually is a point guard, though.
He's 6'8", though.
Yeah, but he's a point guard.
Yeah.
Luka's a point forward.
Give him a point
technically.
Guard. Give him a point guard spot and give him the first team.
I don't even think they should do positions for All-NBA, probably.
Yeah.
The 5 best guys.
That's a smart idea.
Or the 15 best guys, I guess. But I definitely think he's going to get MVP votes, especially if he keeps this up.
Mm-hmm.
If Dallas makes the playoffs and they're like, I don't even know what their ceiling could be.
6 or 5
seasons. I feel like they're going to make it now.
Yeah.
I
that was one of my hot takes. I said that they were going to be a higher seed than the Rockets.
Than the Rockets, yeah. Well, I don't think that.
It wasn't a hot take, but that was
a bold prediction.
Bold prediction, that's it. Which, if it's wrong, then I'm going to backtrack and say I didn't say it.
He has been so good, and I just want to reiterate, DeAndre Ayton was the first pick in the draft by the Phoenix Suns. The second pick in the draft was Marvin Bagley. And then the Atlanta Hawks traded the 3rd pick. And the Mavericks swoop in and pick up this generational talent. I just want to reiterate that. 3 teams passed on this guy willingly after he won a EuroLeague MVP at 18 years old in the second hardest league in the world.
Professionally since he was 16.
In the world.
He's been playing against grown men since he didn't have hair on his balls.
Yeah. Marvin Bagley, DeAndre Ayton.
Bagley's okay. Ayton's taking roids, so he's going to get better.
Ayton's on his couch right now taking diuretics. To cover up the steroids he's pumping into his arms.
Hey, maybe he just had the poos, man.
Something.
Right. But yeah, you got a point. And, you know, if you want to backtrack, we can go all the way back to our NBA draft analysis. I was wrong.
Oh, wow. That takes a lot for you to say.
I had Luka fucking like 4. No joke. I put Jaren Jackson Jr., who's been good.
I love Jaren Jackson Jr.
I had him like 3rd. And I think I had Bagley too. And then, yeah. But yeah. I like Luka this year. And when you say, do we underrate Luka? Hell yes, we did.
Somehow.
He's a top-tier player.
He jumped right in to the top. Like, LeBron singing his praises after these games. He went into Houston and whooped their ass.
And he's
20
years old.
The Houston-Dallas game was on at the same time as the Cowboys game.
Wait.
Odd?
Yeah?
A little odd.
Why did they do that?
I don't know why they did that. It's a little odd, though.
Yeah.
Cowboys Patriots too. These are both high profile games.
That's taking away revenue.
Yeah, from both sports.
You guys are being stupid.
Oops. Anyway, Luka, we'll talk about the Mavericks a little later.
If the season ended right now, Luka Doncic and Giannis Antetokounmpo would have the highest player efficiency rating
of all time.
Season of all time.
Yeah.
Then guess who's third?
Luka Doncic is number one.
Guess who's third?
Jordan? Or
Wilt Chamberlain, oh, when he averaged fucking 50 a game. Is that not crazy?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That's all I had to say.
Giannis has been so good, and it's just been so quiet.
Yeah, well, that team's just boring.
He's on his way to a second MVP, I think.
He's on his way to free agency.
On to his back-to-back MVP. All right, LeBron James is the only player in NBA history to have a triple-double against every team.
Cool.
How about that?
It's nuts.
They're 14-2.
17 years?
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's the crazier stat.
They've won 7 in a row.
This is the first time they've been 14-2 in like 10 years or something like that?
I don't know. Did Kobe do this? Jeez Louise. Also, LeBron leads the league in assists. I'm not shocked by it. Seems like the whole world is shocked by it.
No. He's the starting point guard for this team.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best facilitators of all time.
Yes.
You know, there's a reason people compare him to Magic Johnson.
Yes.
Because he's comparable to Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
He can pass the ball. And he's older. Take less shots. You got AD on your team.
Yeah, they're both averaging 25, I think, right now. So.
And who would have thought that, like, complimentary pieces like JaVale and Dwight and, you know, I mean, KCP's been pooped, but.
Yeah, let's be easy
Caruso?
About that right now.
Caruso's
oh,
been
AC's
good.
Oh, AC's been good. AC. Yeah, you got, we got to call him AC.
Yeah, he's been good. I like Caruso.
The balding Caruso. Do you see the Alex Caruso mural?
I did see
oh,
that.
Oh, my God. How amazing
you
is that?
You think anybody's going to.
Desecrate it?
Desecrate that one?
No, Alex Caruso's too holy.
No. There's no way. Yeah. Who would have thought? LeBron James gets a wiener drawn in his mouth, but Caruso, people are praying to that shit every night.
He's been playing crunch time, Alex Caruso. He's been closing
he's
games.
Good. Yeah, and he's freaking dunking on people. Holy shit. Maybe I should just let my hair bald and just start balling out.
He might be what they need.
Hey.
He might be that rotation guy that they didn't know they had.
Yeah. Be like, hey, KCP.
Yeah, see you later. Adios.
Deuces.
Andre Iguodala is still waiting.
Yeah, what's he doing?
I feel like I'm going to say this every week until something happens here. Yeah.
It's going to be like
he's going somewhere.
Trevor Ariza. Remember everybody was talking about him getting traded last year and he never got traded?
Yeah.
It's going to be something
I mean,
like that maybe.
Well, Iguodala, he's not playing.
Maybe like Dwayne Wade. Remember Dwayne Wade was sitting there a while too when he was with Chicago?
Mm, yeah.
And then he went to Cleveland?
This is more of...
That was gross.
I don't know if he'll get bought out, but Memphis is just sitting on him.
Yeah.
I don't really know why they're not shopping him. Like, did Portland not need Andre Iguodala? Did they not make a call about Andre Iguodala before they signed Carmelo Anthony?
He can't score.
Yeah, but he could play wing.
Yeah.
True. He'd be their best defender.
Oh, by far.
So,
he'd be guarding their top guy.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention
LeBron.
Yeah,
the Lakers team's nuts. 14-2, top team in the league.
Just wanted to mention LeBron.
Also,
a lot of
we're talking
doubles.
About victory laps. Take a victory lap. You were saying how they're going to be a number one seed.
Last year?
This year.
I said that?
Mm-hmm.
When did I say that?
I don't know. I remember you saying it.
Oh.
It's in the anals of my anal.
Well, it's not over. What?
Anals of my mind.
Jesus. Now we're going to talk about the other LA team. They played two insane games since we last met. The first was versus the Celtics. It really bothers me that you keep moving the cursor. It really is bothering me. I just hope you know that.
I keep forgetting that you can see it, and I need something to fiddle with.
I not only can see the cursor, there's a little flag that pops up that says pointless sports opinions, and it's covering everything up. So you're really screwing up my flow
you
here.
Gotta, look, you got to admit.
Okay.
Obstacles, since we're doing so good at this podcast thing now.
Celtics versus Clippers happened. This was... Might have been the most intense game of the season so far.
This game was fun to watch.
It was awesome until the refs started screwing it up and challenges and reviews and were just horrible in this game. Slowed the game to a crawl. Jason Tatum had 30 points. He had a game-tying shot where he broke Paul George's ankles.
Beautiful shot.
That I did. I was alone in my house while I was watching that. I'll just leave it at that.
You played with yourself?
I didn't say that.
You touched yourself.
I didn't say that, Chase. Don't say these things.
You were gripping the Peter?
No. No Peter.
Choking the chicken?
No chickens were chucked.
strangling the little guy?
This might have been Tatum's most impressive game as a pro.
Oh, easily. The poise that was in that shot, that This, remember, what was it, a couple weeks ago, I sent you guys a message in the group chat, and I said, when the hell is Tatum, something like, when's Tatum going to be a 20-point scorer? When's Tatum going to finally take that
now.
Step? And you said, it's coming sooner than you think. This was the game that this facilitates that. This is Tatum's big coming out game. This is a game he needed. This is a game that we've waited for three seasons. This was insane, and it was he was the top guy in this game for the Celtics.
Think about who's guarding him.
PG.
Pat Beverly.
And
PG. Kawhi Leonard.
Top.
All guarding Jason Tatum in this game.
Easily
he didn't
all
give a
NBA
shit.
First team guys.
He didn't give a shit.
No.
Put up 30.
30.
He was the best player on their team in this
Kemba,
game.
Kemba, yeah. Kemba was, yeah. You.
Kemba got locked
I'm
up.
I'm not looking at that one. I was going to say one off my top of my head. Kemba, yeah, he was locked up.
He got
up
locked
by
up by Pat Bev.
He was struggling to get, he couldn't even get to the free throw line, which Kemba's really good at doing that.
Beverly played very well. Kemba did hit two threes in the third quarter to come alive a little bit. Did you see the Marcus Smart steal at the end of the game?
He was denying
Kawhi, right? Then he makes like a deflection. He dives and chucks it off Kawhi's foot.
Oh, yeah, the leaning back and hit the back foot.
That was one of the craziest things
nuts.
I've ever seen.
It was nuts.
That play had Marcus Smart. That was $40 million of Marcus Smart right there.
I was about
right
to say, remember when we were like, hey, Marcus, when he first got that contract, it's a lot of money. Marcus Smart deserves that fucking money.
I love Marcus Smart.
This dude was, he's doing that against Kawhi, and at the same time, he's also guarding Embiid and shit whenever we play the Sixers, or when the Celtics play the Sixers. It happens.
He's great.
It's crazy. He's a great player.
And he's great. He was great in this game, and now he's hitting threes at, like, a very respectable clip.
Where the hell? Yeah, I don't close my eyes anymore.
Yeah.
I don't.
Paul George had 25. Kawhi had 17. And then Lou Will had 27. This team is just absolutely terrifying.
This was like a playoff game. It really was.
Because, like, the Celtics were up, I think, 6 or 8 with, like, 2 minutes left. And then the Clippers were ahead. Jason Tatum had to tie the game at the end of regulation.
Yeah.
So that they could go to overtime. But the Clippers just take the lead from you.
And Lou Will was shooting some deep-ass threes.
That's the most scary part of it. Is Lou Williams is going to come in and just fuck your life up.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about it.
He's insane. He's underrated. That kid
pair him with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. This team's terrifying, man.
You got Lou Will out there shooting 6 times, probably hitting 5 out of 6, and then at the same time on the other end, Paul George and Kawhi playing defense.
And he closes games for him.
It's crazy.
Possible finals matchup.
Celtics against the Clippers?
Against the Clippers.
God help. I hope. That'd be sick. I'd love to see it. But both teams have a lot to come out of their conferences, their respectable conferences. The Clippers, you know, you got the Nuggets. Can they make a step up? They got the Lakers, 14-2, as we said. And then the Celtics, I mean, the 76ers. You know, Giannis is obviously Giannis. And then, I can see it happening.
If I'm betting on a team to win the title, it's going to be one of the L.A. teams and someone from the East, either the Bucks, Philly, or Boston. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm crazy for saying that, but that's what I'm saying.
You don't think the Nuggets? You don't think
no.
The Rockets anymore? You're all high strung on them a little bit.
Those teams can't beat these teams fully
no.
healthy.
No.
The Clippers are they're the best team in the league.
This is what I said whenever they picked up Pat Beverly and they picked up Harkless. They picked up these guys, and then at the same time, they still kept that core of Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams. They're keeping all those guys on top of it. This is a playoff team that added Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. It's unbelievable.
They also played the Rockets. Harden had 37, 12, and 8 in this game. Westbrook had 22. He was 9. It was a classic Westbrook game. 22 points, 9 of 22 shooting, 1 for 7 from 3, and he bricked one in crunch time. Threw it off the backboard. Kawhi had 24, PG had 19. Yet again, Lou Williams comes in, 26 points. And then Montrezl Harrell at 18. And then he follows that game up with 34 and 12 against the Pelicans. What do you do? I don't know what you do with them.
There's nothing you can do.
I didn't think they would be awesome during the regular season.
I did.
I thought they could have came
Not
into the playoffs
as a 4
seed.
Not awesome during the regular season, Paul George just came back in this month.
Yeah.
They were months without Paul George.
The game against the Celtics was the first game that Paul George and Kawhi played together.
And Paul George's shoulder looks fine.
Yeah, he looks awesome. He's already scored 30 multiple times.
Yeah.
So
this team, I love this team. I love the makeup of this team. They got Doc Rivers as a head coach. They got a bunch of shit going on.
I don't know what you do with this team. It's going to be so hard.
That's a hard team to stop.
I think them and both the LA teams have proved to be so far and away above the rest of the West so far. It's insane. So I think it's going to come down to them at the end of the season.
I'm liking this. This season's crazy, though. I like this.
I know,
whole
it's kind of
duo shit that we got going.
It's cool.
It is cool.
I like it. Parody, baby. Something we always make
League
fun
parody.
Of. League parody. All right. Zach LaVine had an absurd game. Did you see this?
Yeah.
He had 49.
That game winner was fucking insane.
He had 49. He had 13 threes. Name the other two players that have hit 13 threes.
Kobe.
No. They both play for one team.
Steph and Clay?
Yeah. There are only two other players.
This is a game removed from when he got benched in the fourth.
Yes.
Jim Boland? What's his name?
Was it in the fourth?
In the fourth.
I thought it was in the first quarter.
Oh, I thought he got benched in the fourth.
I thought he got benched for the whole game.
Did he?
I thought so.
Oh, it was something like
that. I could be wrong.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I thought it was fourth quarter.
But yeah, he basically comes out in spite of his head coach and scores 49, and he's 13 threes. And a game that ended, I don't know who hit the three. They were down, what were they down? Five?
Yeah.
So they're down five. They hit a three. They're defending the inbound. The Hornets inbound the ball, and they steal it. The Bulls steal it. LaVine finds the ball, dribbles out to the three-point line, and hits a three.
Cash.
Game, and then the—
In Charlotte.
Yeah, then the Hornets chuck up an inbound pass, and the Bulls steal another one, and then the game was over. There was like less than a second left or something like that.
It was nuts.
It was insane.
LaVine's a great player. He's a really good, really good player. I think he is.
I don't know. You got to be easy on that one.
What? Yeah, LaVine's the best player on this team.
Right. How many games are they going to win?
They're not going to win very many.
30?
Yeah, well.
If they have a great year.
Yeah. But, I mean,
Zach LaVine's a
good player.
Zach LaVine's a guy that's going to score 20 to 25 a game on a team that's terrible.
Yeah.
And he's going to have games like this. I don't know about 13 threes, but he'll have games where
absolutely insane.
He's absolutely scorching hot, and, you know, he's being bouncy. He's dunking the ball, and he's putting the ball in the bucket.
You want to talk about development? This kid, a lot of development. I did not see a 20-point score out of him. I thought he was just going to be a dunker, and that was it.
You know, we'll see. We'll see. See if he can do anything of relevance on a good team. But, oh, my God, that was crazy. I don't even—
Get him and that big Finnish guy and get them going.
What big Finnish guy?
Big Finnish guy.
What is his name?
I can't think of it.
Come on. Name that scrub All-Star Edition. Actually, not an All-Star.
I can't think of his name.
Lowry Markkanen?
Markkanen, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Markkanen. I couldn't think of his name.
Jeez
I
Louise.
People's names. I forget your name every now and then.
What's that kid's name?
The Finnish kid.
I do the podcast with.
I just know he's from Finland.
He's really pale.
Yeah.
He always looks at me like I'm fucking stupid.
Wednesday night I'm going to be doing that. Like, Luke, who the fuck's this guy talking to me?
Where's the pale kid that we came in with?
That's Caleb.
All right. Now, I got a little new segment that we're going to do. We're going to do one or a couple teams a week, whatever the hell I feel like doing, because it's my show, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's called Contender or Pretender, and I'm sure I'm stealing that from someone.
No.
So credit to whoever came up with this before
pointless
me.
Sports opinions.
Contender or Pretender.
Sounds pretty.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a team, a borderline team. And I want you to tell me if they can make the finals. Not if they can win the title. I want you to tell me if they have any outside shot at making the finals, okay? Just getting there. Because if you get there, you can win it. I don't really care what happens after that. This week's team is the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
As we previously alluded to, they have now top 10 player Luka Doncic.
Maybe top 5.
Maybe top 2. Who knows?
All right, let's not be stupid now.
They're 11-5. They have the best offense in the league at 117.4 net rating.
Mm-hmm.
Luka Doncic is playing at an MVP level. They don't have a ton of great wins, but they did just go into Houston, you know, cross town
and stomp the yard.
You know, whoop around James Harden. He still had a good game, but they were
whoop
pretty much in control. Yeah, Russ got whooped.
Yeah.
So I ask you, the Dallas Mavericks, are they a contender or are they a pretender?
Pretender. 100%
why?
Pretender. There's too much depth in this league. There's too much, especially in the West, too much depth. You can't, they're doing a good job offensively. They're going to be a regular season team. They're a regular season team. We talked about the Clippers earlier, about the depth that they have, and the Lakers, about the depth they have. You still got teams like Utah with Mike Conley.
Who Donovan Mitchell's having a great year.
Which, yeah, it's just easily predictable with him and Conley out there running the floor together, and you got Rudy in there. That's a great team, and they got a lot of good wings too. They got a lot a good healthy bench on that team too. I just don't see them. There's just no way. It's going to take a lot of significant injuries to stars if this team makes the finals.
So
they could get a Portland thing though. Don't be surprised they get
the bracket.
A Portland bracket. Yeah, if they get a friendly. Their side bracket, I would not be surprised.
So what's the roadmap? Like, what's their ceiling?
Conference finals. If they get a Portland.
They could get there?
Yeah, Portland bracket.
What like seed?
Yeah, I go 5 or 4.
Wow.
I think they can do that.
That's high.
It is high. You got teams that are underperforming, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It wouldn't shock me if Denver dropped five or six seed, or the Rockets, especially them. But then again, I can see them losing to those teams too. So it's okay. It's okay to be a low seed. Utah, they could be a low seed.
Good job.
It happens.
I commend you.
Thank you.
Contender Pretender, first edition, knocked out of the park by Chasey J. All right, now we're going to run through the rule changes, okay? Some rule changes. I don't know if you heard about this.
I did.
They're in the talks.
I read them.
So I have three things here.
Okay.
Number one thing is they're thinking about reseeding the conference finals.
I didn't understand this one.
So the conference finalists, they're there, four teams.
Okay.
They're going to reseed them by regular season record so that the best teams have a chance to make the finals, basically, is what the situation is. Because, you know, you look at years past and you had the Warriors and the Rockets.
Conferences?
Yes. Conferences will not be.
So it's just the four best teams. Okay.
They'll reseed them. So the article I read was they used the example a couple years ago with Houston and Golden State. They were probably the two best teams in the league that year, but, you know, the 50-win Cavs ended up making the finals because they played the Celtics, I think. And, you know, the best series was the Warriors and the Rockets, and then the Cavs got swept.
Yeah.
So basically it's to combat that. They want the two best teams to make the finals because it's best for revenue, it's best for everything. Best for the good of the sport. What do you think of this?
So it's just 30 teams, no, or I guess do you keep divisions?
It's just the Western Conference Finals.
That's just what they it's just a giant 30-team Western Conference.
What are you saying?
I'm confused.
When you make the conference finals, like last year, Portland, Golden State, Toronto.
Oh, you just reseed it once you get to the top 14? Oh, so the final four teams, you reseed it off that?
Yes.
Count me in.
That's just what I said.
That's awesome.
What do you think reseeding the conference finals means? Not reseeding the entire league.
I literally thought we were just going to do four teams and you just get rid of the rest of the teams from the league.
Yeah, college football playoff style? Yeah, why not?
No, but yeah, I like that. That's a cool, that's interesting, I definitely think. Especially you get like a 7 seed against a 1 seed or something stupid out of the East that we sometimes get. Do that. Yeah, that sounds cool to me. I'm fine with that.
Chasey J approves.
What about you?
I think I like it.
I like it,
After reading the reasonings behind it, I think I like
it. That would have been cool to see Golden State against Cleveland and then the Rockets against the Celtics.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been cool. And then we could have gotten Rockets against Warriors. And at the same time, you keep the divisions. You keep that stuff, which is near and dear to those old people's hearts.
Yeah,
those division banners raise up. That's the only thing they can look forward to sometimes.
I think it's better that they just do this and then do 1 through 16.
I don't like that 1 through 16 thing.
I actually think it's better than
1 through 16 makes it feel like a Big Three league or some shit.
I don't know
like
what could the negatives be. The only thing I could think of was a team bitching that they got screwed.
Yeah,
like that they had to play the Rockets instead of the Celtics or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really know if there's...
There's definitely negatives. We probably won't find them out until we run into them. But that's something that could happen.
Stupid.
This could happen.
That'd be cool to happen.
Very, very soon, because the league is talking about it with the Players Association. So they're in talks together.
Yeah.
The
I'm
second
down.
One.
I'm about it.
Second one is a mid-season tournament. This Bill? This is a little crazy.
Bill?
What are you saying?
Bill Simmons?
Oh, well, yeah.
Play-in tournament?
He's got all these ideas in his back pocket.
And then they just come. They just
basically.
They do the same thing.
So a mid-season tournament is basically just that. Every team will be in it. And,
every team?
Yeah. And there's a tournament, and they play for the winner.
Why? What's the goal out of it?
Something about they want to put more of an importance on regular season games, and I don't know.
Sounds
blah,
like
blah,
extra
blah.
Games that who gives a shit about?
Yeah. I don't think this is a great idea.
No.
I don't think teams will take it seriously. Like, why does it matter?
You know what that's going to be? Mid-season summer league games.
Yeah.
Call up Taco Fall and Tremont Waiters and get them in a game.
Who?
Tremont Waters.
Waters?
Yeah.
He's going to be playing, you know.
That guy's, yeah.
Kemba down?
He's
oh, Kemba
good.
Got hurt. Yeah, I didn't put that in.
Kemba broke his
Kemba
neck.
Almost died, but he's
that
not dead.
That was scary.
He's fine.
Remember, you didn't know if that was real or not.
Yeah.
Kemba.
I was very sad. I didn't think there could be another catastrophic injury to a Celtic.
I saw that at the bar, and I almost cried.
That's not great.
So drunk.
Anyway, I don't know if this is a good idea.
No, this is stupid. Okay, you want me to propose something to you? Think about this.
A rule. Don't propose to me.
So instead of 30 picks in the first round, instead of 30 picks because there's 30 teams,
okay,
you do 31 picks in the first round.
Okay.
You have a mid-season play-in tournament.
For the pick.
And the winner gets like the 10th pick.
There you go. Something
and then,
like that.
And then after that, you just go by seeding.
Something like that.
You know?
That could work.
Huh?
That could work.
That would be kind of cool. And then you get a team that, like, you know, top-tier teams that are actually playing the tournament because they want to get a top 10 pick.
There's going to have to be some sort of incentive because just having a mid-season tournament isn't enough.
It's a waste. It's wear and tear on these guys that have already bitching and moaning
about
it.
Wouldn't add any
games.
It wouldn't add any games.
Oh, they just
from what
throw it in there?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I didn't really understand.
You know what
it
just turned into? Them playing games.
Yeah.
It's just turning into regular season, except you're making something out of it.
I don't know. The next one.
Sacramento Kings, 10-time.
Mid-season tournament champs. Maybe you get like a large sum of money if you win or something like that that the players can split.
International money or something?
Yeah, you get like $5 million
you
bucks to split between the players.
Yeah. It's stupid.
The next one. A playoff play-in. This is the one I'm most on the fence about. So the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th teams would battle each other for the 7th and 8th seeds in the playoffs.
That was a Bill Simmons idea too, wasn't it?
Here it is. At the end of the regular season, the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th teams in each conference would do battle for the final two playoff spots. The 7th seed would play the 8th seed, with the winner claiming the 7th spot. Then the 9th seed would play the 10th seed, with the loser being eliminated. Finally, the loser of the first game would play the winner of the second game for the 8th spot.
Okay.
So if the 7th team beats the 8th team, they get the 7th spot. Then the 8th team plays the winner of the 9th versus the 10th game. And then
if the 7th loses the 8th, then the 8th gets the 7th spot. And the 7th goes
it's confusing!
The ninth, and then the 9th and the 10th spot play
what do you
each
think?
Other, and then they have to play against the 8th.
What do you think?
It seems simple enough to me. This is more simple than when you tried explaining the reseeding the conference shit to me. That's for damn sure. That's the thing. It's kind of cool. But then again, adding extra games.
It's not. It won't. It'd be the last in place of the last four games or something.
Oh, it would?
Yeah.
The only thing with it is we always get pumped about this stuff, but it just sounds like we're going to be seeing at the end of the day, you're just going to be seeing the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th best teams playing each other.
I think it's good.
What are you going to leave leave those games open to the last four games?
I don't know how it works.
Because you never know if a team's going to be a 7th or an 8th or 9th seed.
It wouldn't add games. That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about the logistics of the idea. I think the positives, obviously, it would increase revenue, more importance on these games, storylines.
Sacramento could make the playoffs.
Storylines.
Yeah.
And then you have 10 teams that can make it in each conference. I don't know, against, it just seems kind of
I think, you
sticky.
Know what, you know what this comes from? I think it comes from that last, what was it, a couple years back? Was it? Who are the two teams that played? They had a tiebreaker.
Denver and
Minnesota
had one.
Yeah, and that was a big game. Everybody loved that game. It was a really good game.
Yeah,
I think
they want stuff like that.
Yeah, I think.
But then at the same time,
you're not going to get that every time, though.
Well,
you know.
Then at the same time, you've got, Denver wins the game. then you get to get rolled by the Clippers.
Yeah.
It's like,
they got, yeah, they get swept. Who gives a shit?
I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
To go through all the hoopla just to give an extra two teams a chance. And it seems so damn confusing. The seventh plays the eighth, and then the loser
plays
of that
the eighth,
game.
The seventh wins, and the ninth and tenth teams play each other. And then if those out of those two teams, they play the seventh team that just won after beating the eighth.
You didn't say that correctly, but
yes, I did.
It seems confusing.
Yeah, it is really confusing.
I don't know if I like this one. I'm very on the fence. I say yes to the reseeding of the conference finals, no to the midseason tournament, and I don't know. I need you to persuade me on this one. Where should I be? What do you think?
I think it's just stupid.
I think.
I lean no, too. There's no point. I just don't see, like you said, the point in it. It's an interesting idea. Don't get me wrong. And in a utopian world, it'd be cool to see, oh, man, Sacramento's finally going to make the playoffs. They're a 10 seed. They won and got the 8 seed, and it's cool. And then at the end, you know, in a real world, you're going to look at it and be like, okay, we're going to watch Minnesota against the Spurs.
Yeah.
Which is just bottom tier teams, and then also see Sacramento, and then they do all this work, and then they get 4-0'd.
Yeah.
First round.
So, I don't know.
After they just played tough ass.
If they add it, I wouldn't be opposed. I'd be like, okay.
No,
it'll
yeah,
be fun.
Okay.
It'll be fun. Yeah. I'll enjoy the hell out of watching those games.
The thing that would always piss me off is a midseason tournament. I think that'd make me angry. Irrationally angry, as we've talked about.
That would be a little goofy.
Yeah, there's
no point.
Got
to be some more added to that.
Yeah.
Or there's got to be more substance.
I told you, add the 10th pick.
Maybe
it in there. A lottery pick or something.
Simmons has ideas like that, too.
Yeah, throwing picks in there, that gets teams more motivated.
Okay. Everybody's favorite time.
Oh, fuck.
Everybody's favorite time. Luke. Oh, he's got a big smile on his face. He knows what time it is.
Tell me him quick, Luke, before he starts.
Chase lets out a big yawn just in time for Name That Scrub. This is a game where I ask Chase NBA players, and he's got to see if he knows what teams they're on. He has three lifelines.
Houston played?
He has three lifelines. He can ask me how many wins the team has, how many or what conference they're in, and he can use Luke. And guess what? Today, you have another lifeline. Or not another lifeline, but you have an addition to the Luke lifeline. You can ask Andrew Reardon.
Here we go, dude.
Who's on tap for the NCAA podcast that we're doing next.
It's just in my favor this week.
Yes, it is. And
balls
you've been,
in my court, as
you've been,
we should say.
You've been having a good year so far.
I am. 5 for 12?
6 for 12.
6 for 12.
500. That's pretty good.
Thank God.
Are you ready?
I'm 100%.
Everybody, I don't know if you'll know what team he's on, but you should know the player.
Okay.
Admiral Schofield.
I have no idea who in the fuck that is.
You know who that is?
No.
Tennessee?
No. Luke, you have any? No,
Admiral
never mind,
Schofield?
I'm not going to ask Luke.
Yeah.
Not going to ask Luke.
Do you
not
want?
Not going to ask him. Give me the record.
Okay. 5-9. Sometimes I just don't think that helps.
No, it doesn't help at all.
I could be telling you. Like, I could just
I'm like,
say
okay,
something.
Yeah, 5-9. Let me just... The Nets. Brooklyn Nets. Final answer.
The Brooklyn Nets are 8-8. He plays for the Washington Wizards.
Damn it. Oh, Luke knew
it. Oh, did he know it?
Yeah.
Luke knew it.
Luke knew it.
Luke knew it. So did Andrew.
I wanted to save it. Shit.
Andrew should have known it, too. All right. Here we go.
From my studying.
0 for 1. Next one. Isaiah Hartenstein.
Oh, hey, that's the Houston Rockets.
How'd you know that one?
I don't know. I used to play 2K, and he's been on there for like 3 years.
I don't like when you get him right off the bat.
Thank you. I have fucking three lifelines, essentially. This last one's about to get butt-fucked. And I hope I don't even have to use it. I'm going to get it.
All right.
Yeah, Hartenstein, I know that guy. Great. He's a white guy. Really tall,
yeah,
white dude.
He is a very tall white
he's
guy.
He's not very good.
He's very good. All right, this last one. You have two lifelines here. Again, we're flying through Name That Scrub. I get really pissed off when I say a name, and before I can even say the end of the name, you know who he is.
Yeah, like Yogi Ferrell.
Yeah.
Remember him.
You're like, ooh, he's my point guard on 2K. Justin James.
Conference.
West.
Might be Sacramento. I think it's Sacramento. I think I remember him being on Sacramento, but I don't. Luke, you guys?
Andrew
Thanks.
And Luke.
Thanks,
Justin
guys.
James. Any ideas? He's not on Denver.
Is Sacramento sound right?
He's not.
Sacramento. No, they had Justin Jackson. Fuck.
Uh-oh.
They did have Justin Jackson.
A lot of J's. A lot of J's.
It's in the West?
It's in the West.
Houston. Who'd Houston play, Luke? Dallas? He's not on Denver, though.
He's not on Denver.
We got Dallas?
That's what Andrew's
Dallas and Houston. Ooh, Pelicans. That sounds like a Pelican player. I'm going to go with the Pelicans. Final answer.
Man, you're going to be pissed off. He's on the Sacramento Kings.
God damn it. Justin James?
Justin James. Whoa. Justin Jackson's on the Mavericks.
Oh, is he?
He was on the Kings. I thought you were going to say the Mavericks, and that would have made my mind do all kinds of somersaults. There's a lot of J's involved in this. 1 for 3.
I'm fine with it. I'm consistently getting one.
7 for 15 on the year. Congratulations, Chase.
Also, I thought the whole point of this game was supposed to be fun for both sides, but apparently I've learned that Caleb wants me to do bad.
Yeah, I want you to do bad. What do you mean?
Because me and Luke have been, I honestly am trying to get a good grade in this class.
It's good. And I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Caleb got pissed that I was studying. Did nothing, so we're all good.
All right. 1 for 3. Congrats. Thank Final you. Thoughts?
I do got a go- I got one.
Okay,
it's a good
I don't,
one, though.
So go ahead.
You don't? No. Luke, you got any? Nope. No? Okay. So.
You always ask Luke. Luke just sits back there.
Luke might have a good. Okay. So, the other day, I'm going in the pisser. All right.
This is great.
I walk in there, and there's these two gentlemen. Obviously, a pair. Not like that kind of pair. Umsel.
What do you mean a pair?
They're a crew. They're a group.
They're together?
They're amigos, pals, buddies. They're joking around with each other.
Obviously.
And I'm going in there to take a leak, you know. And then there's four people all together.
So you're at school?
At school in the bathroom.
Where's the third guy? Is he not in the pair?
So it's me. There's four guys, okay?
Yeah.
There's me, the pair, and then there's a guy doing the business in the toilet.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm dropping
there,
a load.
Dropping a load. I'm taking a piss. The two pair, they're talking to each other. And this guy just lets out a large ass rip. Large ass. You can tell he was grunting and groaning. He was keeping it in because he didn't want to make a sound because he knew other people were in the bathroom. And then he farted. He let out a big rip, and the two pair starts laughing. Starts laughing at him. He's like, oh. And then the guy from the stall's like, couldn't hold it in. And you know
he
what?
He said that?
He did. And guess what? It got me thinking. I'm like, these kids are making fun of this guy for going in the bathroom in the stall for taking a shit. You know what? We need to start allowing people to take dumps in peace. You know how many times I've been in the stall and I'm like, oh shit, this is a rough one. Like, this is going to be bad. And there's other people in there and I'm just like squeezing my sphincter as hard as I can because I don't want other people to hear it. We can't be allowing that anymore. Let people take a shit in the bathroom. Don't make fun of them. You know how many times I've ripped ass in the bathroom and I hear, like, nah, fuck you guys. I'm in here for a reason and so are you. Just because your wiener doesn't fart when you pee doesn't mean that you should make fun of my butthole for farting whenever I poop.
You just said just because your wiener doesn't fart when you pee. Those are words that just came out of your mouth.
I did, and you know what I mean it. Is that not true? Does that not piss you ever go in there to take a shit and you don't shit because there's other people in there?
I don't like to poo in public.
I don't like pooing in public, but whenever you do, it's like an emergency.
Yeah, you don't want to drop a bomb.
Yeah.
You want to keep
but
it quiet.
But that's honestly the
sometimes
only...
Sometimes it's tough.
That, and if you're like me, I don't like pooping in public.
Yeah.
The only time I poop in public is whenever it's, you know, level 10.
Yeah.
When it's like, okay, I'm either pooping in public or I'm pooping in my car, you know? So it's like, okay, this is not going to be... It's not going to sound good.
Or I'm finding a ditch.
It's not going to sound good. It's not going to smell good. I got to let it eat. And then you got other people in there that are laughing at you.
Maybe there should
don't
be
Don't laugh
like,
at people for taking a shit. That's my final...
How can we fix this?
Let me fix it.
Maybe there should be a shit bathroom.
Do what I did. There shouldn't be a shit bathroom. You should just be better people. You know what I did? I sat there and took
you
a leak.
You said, good for you.
This dude farted for 5 solid seconds, and I'm just sitting there tugging on my cock, trying to get all the pee out.
Jesus.
I'm like, you know what? I'm here to do my business. Let him rip ass.
Why you got
to
tug on it? You tug on it?
Well, I was at the end. I was shaking.
Milking yourself.
I was shaking it around.
Like an udder. It's not an udder.
So I was in there playing with myself, is what I should have said. But yeah, don't make fun of people for taking shits.
Okay.
And you know what, sir? You don't need to apologize for taking a shit.
Yeah.
You're not. You're a man. Just
that's
like
really funny, though. It's nice comedic relief.
As soon as I thought it, guess what I did? I grabbed out my phone. I'm like, final thought, taking a shit in public.
As you're hearing the
I
sky,
have to remember it.
As you're hearing this guy blow it up. That's so funny.
You couldn't help it. It's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
You know? I'm surprised you didn't laugh at that, him saying in the stall or whatever.
He's like, can't help it. No, you know what? I was about to laugh, and I was like, this guy's got a point. He can't help it, you two pieces of
shit.
Then
the wheel started turning.
Yeah, and then guess what? I pissed on the pair of guys.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah, you can't. Yeah,
Jesus.
This guy can't help it.
All right, let's get out of here before this gets any crazier.
And then me and that guy became friends.
Oh, did you?
No, I didn't talk
to him. Did you talk to him while he pooped?
No, he's still ripping it whenever I was leaving.
Ooh.
He's having some rough times.
That's gross.
Yeah, cool. There you go. Final thought.